Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Yisrabiyah, the laws of forbidden relationships in the Sefer of Kedusha, which in the previous Perek we discussed that which was related to the previous Perek, and we were discussing specifically the Erva of Nida, which is considered one of the Arayas, which a woman is forbidden in that state. And then the previous Perek we spoke about, this woman gives birth, which is also has a halachic status as a Nida, which we discussed the laws of Tumat Tahara of Yeledes. And this paragraph goes back to discuss the laws of Nida, of a menstruating woman, in today's times, and as that relates to different facets, and also regarding the laws of immersion and Archakas, which rounds off these halachas of Nida. So in Halacha, the Rambam opens up regarding certain stringencies that the sages and the Jewish women on their own instituted in regards to the laws, the biblical laws of Nida. As the Rambam says, Kol Shemanu, where we said in the previous parakim, for many chapters, Benida, Bezava, Veyaledis, regarding the woman who's a Nida, or Zava, which are different days, Veyaledis, a woman that gives birth, which has similar halachas, who didn't tire, this was all regarding biblical law. Ukamishbatim, Elu, Hayyais, and then according to these rules they used to do, Kashayy Besna, Gol Mitzuin, when the great court, the Sanhedrin, when they were around, there were great sages who were able to recognize and discern the types of bloods. And if, even if they would have a doubt regarding the different colors of the bloods, which is considered tam nida, which is not, or if they had a doubt regarding what's considered the days of nida or ziva, they would go up to the great court in Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, and they would ask, like the Torah says this procedure. If it's going to elude you, an idea regarding judgment, regarding the different types of bloods, regarding different types of judgment, which the Gemara tells us that means bedam nidl dam ziva, where if you can't tell if this is the blood during the days of Nidor or that of ziva, so they would ask. Moreover, in those days, the Jewish women were very careful regarding these ideas regarding the dam nida and dam ziva. And they would safeguard carefully their cycles. And they would always be counting the days of Nida and the days of Ziva, which again is the days 7 and 11, 7 and 11, and so on and so forth. Now, but halacha basis, the Rambam, material godly yesh b'min ayam, but it's a great effort, very difficult to count these days. Many times it comes to a situation of doubt. Because the Rambam says this starts from day one. Even if the girl sees dam nida the day that she's born, already a little girl is a 1 day old baby, you have to start counting for the days of nida and days of ziva, like we explained in Perek Dal Halacha Dal. Now the figure, therefore, the girl would not be able to have a tumas ziva only when she's already 10 days old, because even if she would see the day that she's born, so automatically she's a nida for 7 days. And then you have 3 days post nida, which is you have to have to become a zava gedayla. That would be a minimum of 10 days. But he lomatosh mitchilis ria. But what you learn is from the beginning of having a discharge, the first time, even if it's the day she's born, that she has a uterine discharge of blood, she starts the counting of the 7 days of nida and the 11 days of ziva, all her days. Even if she sees when she's a minor. Now, halacha gimel. Now, in the days of the sages of the Gemara, in this topic of Dava Harbe, there were many doubts that came about, Briyas Hadamim, regarding what's the appropriate colors that are considered specifically, it's not any type of blood, it's specific type of colors of blood. And in the Skalkul HaVasasis, moreover, the women's cycles were getting messed up. They didn't know how to differentiate between what was good blood and bad blood. Moreover, the women didn't have the ability, the stamina, the strength, the perseverance, all those things to be able to count what's nida days, what's ziva days. So therefore, the chacham did create an umbrella stringency. Because when they decreed, you call you meha isha kamezivasa, so all the days of a woman, no matter what time it when it is, it will be like during the days of ziva. And anytime she sees dam, there's going to be a doubt regarding if she went and she has dam of ziva, which again, as we'll explain, is going to require shiv and akim. So as a stringency, we have to consider it as possible during the days of ziva. Now, halacha dal. Now, moreover, the Jewish women themselves added another layer of stringency on themselves. And this is their custom of the Jewish women anywhere where there's Jewish people. Any Jewish woman that sees blood has a uterine discharge of blood. Even if she only has a discharge of a drop the size of a mustard seed, and then the blood stops, still she automatically counts 7 clean days. And even if she's seeing during her time of her menstrual period. And Bein Shurasa Yemechad or Shnaim, whether she sees only 1 or 2 days, which is impossible to be a Zava, unless there is a technical, but again, this is far-fetched, this is what the concern they had, or Yeshiva, Kul, Mayasa, or for all 7 days, or more than that, doesn't make a difference, no matter how long, or whatever the size the blood was, Mishapasak Adam, when the blood stops, when the flow stops, Sefer Shabbat Yom Nikim, she would count 7 clean days, Kizavagadela, as if she was a Zavagadela who saw 3 days in a row during this 11 days of Ziva. Then, Mitabel's blood Shemini, she immersed herself the night of the 8th day, even though she's only a doubtful Zava, and a Zava herself that we're in doubt for actually could tivel halachically in the 7th day, not to, because she might have relations on that day of the 7th day and then see a discharge, and then it deconstructs all the 7 days and turns out it was not a valid tefillah. So, but be that as it may, she has to wait till the night of the 8th day. Or during the following day, which even that we don't usually allow, even though it's after that time. But during the 8th day, if there is some type of pressing need, like we explained in Perek Da Halacha Chas, then she permitted to her husband. So because we have to suspect for the halacha of a Zavah Gedayla. And that was what the stringency of the Jewish women were on themselves. Now, Ram Halacha continues regarding the customs of stringency regarding even Dam Tahara. As Ram explains, this was only regarding a regular woman who is not pregnant. But says the Rambam, and so to any woman who gives birth in today's times, as if she gave birth in the state of Ziva, where we're concerned that maybe she saw a drop of blood when the uterus opened, and maybe she became a Zava, and the only way she become a Zava is because of the stringency that they made, that any type of blood that you get makes you into Zava Gedayla. So therefore the subsequent birth is considered like Yeledes Bezayv. So, any woman we consider as the Yeledes Bezayv, so anyone who gives birth requires a 7 clean days, like we explained in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Now, Uminig Pashit Bishina, and Rambam says this is a well accepted and expanded custom, Bishina and Bubble of Eretz Tzvi, and Eretz Yisrael, Besvarad and Spain, of Marav and in the West, meaning referring to Morocco and the whole northern Africa. That if she sees blood during the times of her malais, which is the period of Dam Tahara, for 40 days of a male and 80 days of a female, because the pasuk says of a malais imetar, when she completes the days of a purity, so it's called the days of malais, that af bisharasa achar shasav shivin nikim is a big chiddush, that even though she already counted the 7 clean days, so you already took care of whatever it might have been, and v'tavla she immersed herself, still, she has to count 7 clean days after the blood stops. The ainus leimet tarkal. We don't give her the days of purity at all. El koldam shatir isha. Any blood that woman sees, bein dam kishu, bein dam toy, whether the blood that comes during childbirth, which we said that's also tahar, or whether the dam tahar, which is the Torah tells you that 40 days after a boy or 80 days after a girl, any blood is tahar. Hakol tamei. No, today's time to treat all as tamei. But sefer shavu zem nekim achar shavu zem. You have to count 7 clean days after the blood stops. Now, Rambam continues halacha bav. He says, "V'dinze." This halacha, b'mei ha'goyim nischadish, was introduced in the days of the goyim, which is the period before the Rambam, before the Rishonim. V'heim kazdu shleishem dam tarkla. They decreed that there shouldn't be any such halacha of the Torah, which is dam tahara, that there shouldn't be such a thing. Shezeh shechemir alatz me'mechach me'gemara, because he explains this that the sages of the Gemara. Rambam is saying this is during the goyim, because this that was introduced in the sages of the Gemara, which we said they were already stringent. In the liberoy dam shu tame. That's only seeing blood which is tama, which is menstrual blood. And the stringency was that you have to wait Shem Nikim, which even though it's during the days of Nida and it's 1 day for sure can't be Zavah Gedayla, why would that require Shem Nikim? That was the stringency. But the blood that she's during the days of Tahara, after she counted and she tivled, in Lachash, like according to biblical law, there's no concern there at all. Because during the days of Tahara, there's no appropriateness for Nida or Ziva, like we explained in Pegasus and Lachash. Still, the Begayzer, the women, they don't know how to differentiate, they don't know how to discern this. Any blood a woman has from the uterus is going to be considered as Tama, even though it's coming during the days of Tara, which, yeah, although it's coming from the same source, Tara says it's Tara, the Ga'inim said that we're going to treat it as a regular Tama of Nida. Now, Halacha Zayin, says Rambam V'Shaman, we heard Shabbat Sarfas that in France, Boilin al Dam Tara, that they have relations, even if the woman is flowing blood, again, when it's post-birth, which is, then you have Dam Tahara, Kedina Gemara the Yemelites, which according to the Halacha the Gemara, and they do this up until today, because they didn't accept the stringency of the Gainim, then they do this Achar Svirat Tfilim and Tumas Yeledes B'Zayv, after they count the Shivanikiyim, and they tell themselves, because yes, that they agree to the halacha that we treat every woman who gives birth as if she gave birth in the state of Ziva, but once you count Shivanikiyim, now any blood that comes out is Damtar. And the Talmud told him, so although in France, he says that it all depends on the custom of the place to have this halacha, this chiddush like the einim, to say that even Damtar we don't have. Now, Loch Chesed, the Rambam continues, also continuing on today's times, how it's different regarding that of a besula and a kala in today's times. He says, v'chein, and so too, what was forbidden in the days of Ge'inim, din dam besulim is manazeh. The halacha of the hymenal blood, which is that of the virginity, when it's first time that the muscle gets penetrated, shafilo hisa kitanash ligiz manalir, is that even if she's a minor, that it didn't even come time for her to expect a period, v'loi rosa damimah, and she never had a period ever in her days. Which halachically, the Gemara tells us that you could have many times till the wound heals. The Rambam himself says in Parakei, the Goyim were masakin boil bilas mitzvah parish. You have just that of the night of the wedding, that one time, and then you separate. And v'chazman shetera damach masmak. And as long as she's having blood because of the wound, which is because of the removal of the hymen, harei yitmeah. Although that's not the dam nida. We could, if blood's coming out of that area, we treat her as tamei. Only when the blood stops, so she has to count 7 clean days, and then she permitted to her husband. Now, halacha tes, yes, I'll say more than this is another related halacha is kabasha tefuli nasi v'ratzasa. Any daughter, any girl that was petitioned to get married and she consented, she agrees, yes, let's get married. Shaya shivizim nekim achashratzah. She has to wait 7 clean days after she agreed, v'achkech timu tes labal, and only then she permitted to get married and have relations. The reason is shema mechem dole ish rasa dam tiba achas. Maybe because of the desire to the man, maybe that caused her to have a discharge of one drop of blood. Lehigishba, and she didn't realize it, and because of that, we have to treat her as a nida. And bein shaisi isha gadayla, bein shaisi gadayla. Whether she's an adult, whether she's a minor, tzvi chalishib nikim achas rasa. She has to wait 7 clean days after that she agreed to get married, which is called dam chimud, the blood of desire. Vachach tibul vidibul, and then she could immerse herself and then have relations. Now halacha yud. All these things are excessive stringencies that, extra stringencies, not excessive, extra, that the Jewish women custom themselves from the days of the sages of the Gemara. And Rambam says one should never remove themselves from the stringency that the Jewish women accepted upon themselves. Therefore, says Rambam, any woman that agrees, that consents, she wants to, when she's petitioned to get married, she should not get married until she counts Shem Nekim, and then she goes to the mikvah. Which is the mikveh that the kalas go to before they get married. Now, the nisl tamachacham, she gets married tamarik scholar, muteret l'nas meyat, she'll have to get married first, and then mitzvah, and then count these shivanikiyim, ma'achash nesat v'titvel, after that she got married, and then she get tayvel. The reason is, tamachacham, yidei she yasu, because the tamarik scholar knows that she's forbidden, v'nisim is any skir from this, v'leigavla, and he won't come close to her, which seemingly is even from secluding himself with her, the Ravid contests that, atcha titful, until she immerses herself in the mikvah, but tamachach will marry and then do the shivanikim. Now, halacha yidav, the Rambam continues regarding what's the halacha b'zman hazeh regarding kisamim, which is another category of halachas in the halachas of nida. Says Rambam, din haksam b'zman hazeh, the laws of stains in today's times, k'mesh b'anu, is like we explained in Perek Tes, where ve'im edab achidish le'minig, there's no novelty in today's times, no custom, different than how it used to be. El kol kasim shemana shi'tar, any stain that we said in previous parakim that it's tar, I retire, it's going to be tar. Chol kasim shemana tamei, any stain that we said that's going to be tamei, which many don't have these parentheses. Em ein ba kasim shirka de lochash lezivas, if you don't have the stain, the measurement to be concerned for ziva, so the most you can be concerned for is for the laws of nida, then to sefer shivas yamim, then she counts 7 days, which is meaning 7 days. The day that she finds a stain, in other words, you only need to have 6 clean days, because the Rambam holds that regarding finding a stain, the original takana actually remains that you don't need to have a hafzik tara. And the day of finding the stain is included in the 7 days, which the Rebbe contests this too. Now, but if let's say the stain has the measurement that you could be concerned for becoming a zavak daila, because you find the size of what could be a stain has a certain size, and you have 3 of those signs, which is like 3 greases, and then she wore the garment 3 days in a row. Could be she had 3 consecutive days and she became a zavak daila. Then sefer shivasim. Then she actually would have to count 7 clean days like a zavak daila. Me'achar yom shenim zavak kesem, after the day that she found the stain, because you wouldn't count the day of the stain itself. But she'ain't the right dumb kirei kesem. The Rambam explains why there's a differentiation over here, because having a discharge of blood is not the same as finding a stain. Meaning to say that when you have a discharge of blood, then we said even a mustard size droplet, the Jewish women accept that they have to have Shiva Nikim. But by stain, you don't have to have Shiva Nikim, which is like the original Takana, you don't have to have Hefzik Tara, and there they didn't accept this added stringency. All you would have to have would be 7 days, including the day of the Kesem, which would be only 6 clean days. Halachi Beis, the Ram continues regarding things that are not appropriate or necessary to be stringent. So to anything that we said regarding a woman who gave birth, that the mother is tar, it's not considered a birth, the same thing applies that she's tar in today's times. So to the woman saw a white discharge, or dam yorik, or a green discharge, or she discharged some red piece that doesn't have any blood over there, because the Rambam sheet is that you can have psichas like hembulei dam, you can have the opening of the uterus without having a blood, which the rabbi contests that. So the woman's tar even in today's times. Because the stringency is only if she sees dam that's tummy. Veins are dam tummy. This is not dam tummy, and therefore there's no place for stringency. So if she had a wound, and the blood was dripping from that wound, even if it's in the same general area. Let's say the blood came at the same time that she was urinating. She's tar. Because nothing was changed and made new. Only, as we mentioned, counting 7 clean days, l'chol roi dam tamei. If anyone sees dam tamei, even though it's not during day ziva, even she didn't have 3 days in a row, commercial marino, like we said, and v'shiyu kol mar dam tamei, also that all colors of blood, because there's really only 5 shades of red blood that's tamei, all those shades are going to be tamei. Those are the 2 things that were changed. Now, look at Dal, Ramakrishna says, not only things that not room to be stringent, but that actually they're mistaken customs. Zesh attempts to be mixes and mekaymes. He says, this you find in certain places, shanidi yishev yishevus yam b'nidasa, that the woman, first, she's in need of 7 days. Even though she saw blood only 1 day, and then after waiting 7 days, like as a nida, then only then after that week does she wait another week of clean days. Says the Rambam, it's not a custom. Rather, it's an error from the one who ruled like this for them. It's not appropriate to pay any attention to this at all. Rather, if a woman has discharged 1 day, she counts 7 clean days, and she immerses herself in the night of the 8th day, which that's the second night after the Nida, because the Nida would be 7 days, including the day of Nida itself, which according to biblical law would end the night before. Here you don't count that day, you have 7 clean days after the Nida, which is the second night after when the really Nida would end, and then she permitted to her husband. I mean, the night of the 8th is the 8th of the Shiva Nikim, but it's actually the night of the 9th, if you're counting the first day of Nida itself. Halakha Tezav, it says, also this that you find in certain places, and the Timsa Chubis Lemiksa Goyim, you find this in the response even of some of the Goyim. She led to Zacha that if a woman gave birth to a boy, that she should not go ahead and have relations until after 40 days. We led to think about a woman gave birth to a girl, she should not have relations until after 80 days. And even though she didn't see dam, only within the first week, says the Rambam, it's not a custom. It's a mistake in those responses. It's actually a heresy in those places, because they learned this from the Sadducees. Because it's not the case. The 40 and 80 is not about being prohibited. It's actually the days of Tahara. So although we don't do you made Tahara, but it definitely does not make her tummy and forbidden. So rather, it's a mitzvah to force them to exclude from their opinions, and bring them back to the words of the sages. All you have to do is count 7 clean days, come around like we explained, and not have to wait 40 or 80 days, depending if it's a boy or a girl. But the Rambam, as he concludes these halachas of Nida, says in halacha design the obligation of not just counting these days, but also of immersing oneself in the mikvah. Says Rambam, Eina isha olam tumasa. A woman does not get removed from her tumah, but yitzim the erva, and being removed from the category of an erva, which is what a nida is, asher titfal b'mei mikvah kosher, until she immerses herself in the kosher mikvah, which is of a certain category of gathered water. She cannot have anything in between her flesh and the water. In the laws of mikvahs, we'll explain what's a kosher mikvah, what's a pasul mikvah, but derech tefillah, how to immerse, and mishpat yachatzis, and the laws of interposition, anything between her skin and the waters. Let's say she bathed in a bath. Even we pour all the waters of the world on top of her. She's after the bath as she was before the bath, which is Bukharis, because she's in Erva. Because there's nothing that removes from a state of impurity to purity. Unless you immerse yourself in the gathered waters of mikvah, or in the spring, or in the seas which are like a spring. Like we explain the laws of mikvahs. Now halach yedzayin. So all the 7 clean days, which we said we do in today's times, no matter what type of, how long or how much blood she had, So Afpishim Safik, although it's like we said, it's only really out of doubt, the Shibin Nikim. But Im Tavlem, if she tavels herself during the Shibin Nikim, Kilo Tavel, as if she didn't tavel at all, because if a Nida or a Zaba tavels within their 7 days, it's not considered a valid immersion. Now, Vim Tavel Bashvi, but if she immerses herself in day 7, Afpish Aslaskin, like it's although it's forbidden to do this initially, Shemigabi Livel Bashvi Achat, because she might come to have relations on the 7th day after the Tvilom, which if she is a Zaba, that could be problematic. But however, Tavel Bizmana, but since she tavel already in the appropriate time, it is appropriate time. I feel like Zavah does, because even if she was definitively a Zavah, her is also a Tefillah, so therefore it is going to be a valid Tefillah, because if she's a Zavah, so that's valid, because a Zavah actually could table during the 7th day of her Shibin Nikim, which although we don't initially allow it, because of that concern of that she might have a discharge and then undo the whole 7 days, but after the fact, it is valid. And if she's a Nida, so then actually this is like day 8 or more, because a Nida doesn't have to count Shibin Nikim. She counts her 7 days with a Tomei Tar. And here she's only starting to count her 7 days after the first day that she didn't count the day that she was a Nida. So either way, after the fact, it's going to be valid. Now, in the last halacha, the Rambam rounds off regarding the laws of Nida, which are the halacha of achakas, of distancing between a man and his wife that's a Nida. Says Rambam, halacha yitchez va'asla adam shiyidbak ba'ishtei shibas yam nikim elu. It's forbidden for a man to embrace his wife in these 7 clean days. Even though she's wearing her clothing, he's wearing her clothing. Rather, he's not allowed to come close to her, meaning in the sense of coming in contact. And he's not allowed to touch her even with the small pinky. He shouldn't eat with her on the same plate, which the Rambam disputes that, says even on the same table. The rule of this is, he has to treat her during the days of her clean days that she's counting, but not yet finished, just like he treats her during when she's actually in her menstruation period. Because she has still considered a punishment of kars until she immerses herself in mikvah, like we explained in halacha design. So even if she finished in the game, she didn't tavel, she's still considered in all halachic purposes like a nida. Now halacha test. All the jobs that a woman does for a husband, nida that a woman does for nida islabala, the wife, even though she's a nida, she could do for her husband. Chutz, there's 3 exceptions. Chutz is pundim yodah b'raglav, from washing his face, his hands, and his feet. I mean, even she's not touching him, she's just pouring the water and he's washing. Umezik is a kaish, not supposed to pour a drink from him of wine, but water would be permitted. Ratzasimit b'fanim, and making the beds in front of him. And that's a gezer, because these 3 things, shem yobel v'aveir, because it might come to cause a sin that they might have relations, because these are acts of endearment. Because of this, she should not eat with him on the same plate. He shouldn't touch her skin. Again, because it might bring to sin. So do regarding the 7 clean days. She's not supposed to do from these 3 activities. But it's permitted for a woman to put on jewelry, to get adorned, to put on makeup during the days of Anida. And although that might bring to closeness, but they left that so that a woman should not be disgraced by her husband. So therefore they permitted for her to get dressed up during the days of her Nida.